actor and Michael Jordan. You can go to our website, Ryan Coogler's interview with us. Other Oscar nominees include The Voice of Hinder Job and It Was Just an Accident for Best International Feature Film, Jafar Panahi's film, and also for short film, Armed Only with a Camera, The Life and Death of Brent Renaud, for Best Short Documentary. You can visit democracynow.org to see our segments on all of these films. I'm Amy Goodman with Nermeen Sheikh. Thanks so much for joining us.
College stations. I just got a text asking me to approve a bank transfer I didn't make. I bet you get messages like this too. So much of our lives are online today, from email to banking and everything in between. To make sure my information was protected, I checked out CISA's Secure Our World website for simple steps to stay safe online. Now I know how to protect myself from scammers, and you can learn too. Go to CISA at CISA.gov/secureourworld.
Hey, look, everyone, it's Mando.
Everybody ready?
Mm-hmm.
Well, hello there, everybody. Welcome to another exciting episode of Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio, or the Roots program, depending on where you are listening. I'm Amanda Richard, and we've got a liquored up set, we've got a gospel set, we've got a fun new song at the top of the second hour, and along the way we'll have Pittsburgh area singer and songwriter Devin Rushen come into the studio and play a few tunes and chat with us for a while. But enough of this talk. Let's get on to the liquored upset. Here comes something new from Lisa Morales.
Are you ever gonna make this right? Are you ever gonna be what you say? Are you ever gonna stop high? Are you ever gonna come out and stay? I hate the bottle. I hate the bottle. I hate the bottle you live in. You keep reaching out for me. I keep wanting. Twice to know about three. You don't know what this does to me. State of numbness most of your life. You can't live that way another 25.
myself than I can have on.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard, fully endorsed by the Big Possum String Band.
And now we're going to have a bit of Baby Stovepipe with some Whiskey Before Breakfast. Let her go! Get that stovepipe sound.
drink ourselves full of beer to help us when we deal with the fear. In heaven, there are no drugs.
No drugs.
That's why we hang with thugs. And when the Lord pulls the plug, all the thugs will still be selling drugs.
In the background, you're listening to an instrumental from Oliver the Crow's new record, A Feather in a Hurricane. It's called Shark Tooth Hunting. And I like this one a lot. Anyway, that's what you'll listen to while I tell you about our liquored upset here on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or the Roots Program. We began with Lisa Morales, The Bottle You Live In, which originally came out in 2022. And the album was on, has been recently re-released, She Ought to Be King. Then we went back to 2011 for T. Graham Brown doing Sip by Sip. Then after the instructive PSA, we heard Della May sang From the Bottle from their 2011 record, I Built This Heart. And then, Just Because I Can, I'm in Charge and You're Not, you heard Apoka, Brave Combo, doing In Heaven There Is No Beer on their 1995 Rounder record, Hope Is for a Gloomy World. Well, standing next to me with his guitar is Devin Rushen. And, I'm sorry, I didn't have that mic the way you wanted it.
All right. Hey, everybody.
Okay, there. Now let's try saying, hey, everybody. I turned it off while you're moving it.
Hey, everybody. Yeah. That's a little better.
Yeah. Well, this is live radio, so you never know what's going to happen. And Devin is chatting with us because he's going to be opening up for UU Song Space on, Saturday the 24th, right?
Correct, yeah.
He's the opening act on Saturday the 24th, and the lead act is a gang of 20-something Pittsburgh musicians, Madeline Joe and friends.
Madeline Joe King.
And that's at Song Space at the First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh, 605 Morehead Avenue in Shadyside. And this should be a pretty wild show. I don't know. Is your portion going to be wild, Devin?
My portion's always wild. That's just what I aim for. I always say that I sound like a 90s band doing an unplugged session, so I'm going to do my best. And then Madeline Joe and friends, if you've heard them, they're a wild time too. So, and all the pictures of them, they look so happy, so I hope they're that happy on stage. I'm going to look pretty gloomy next to them, unfortunately.
Well, That's the danger they have of having an adult like you or me opening up for a bunch of kids.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
So you're originally from Somerset County, so
that's
you
correct,
are a Western Pennsylvania kid, and you are very active in the Pittsburgh folk community. It's one of the things I've enjoyed about Pittsburgh since I moved here 8 years ago is there are tons of open mics and songwriter circles. And which ones? You co-host out at Starlight, right?
Yep, I co-host the Starlight Lounge Wednesday open mic on every Wednesday at the Starlight Lounge in Blonox. That sign-up is at 7:30. It starts at 8 o'clock, goes till 11. Always have a good group of people. The thing is, man, the thing about Pittsburgh is there's so much arts and culture here and music, and there's just always something going on. And I'm just lucky I found the Starlight Lounge. It's one of the most welcoming environments I've ever been in. From Moondog down, he's just loves music and wants to bring in as much music as he can. And so he's just created this space where we can encourage artists to try new things, experiment. And, man, we're averaging about 20 people a week, and it's just a great open mic, just a good group of people that all support each other. Even when they're playing shows, they all go out and check each other out. So I love the Pittsburgh environment. Everybody's so supportive of each other.
But that's not the only songwriter circle. Or the open, not the only open mic for folk singers and singer-songwriters in Pittsburgh. There are lots of them. That's one of the things I've really enjoyed since I moved here. It's Pittsburgh's a really welcoming community for all the different musical genres.
Yeah. In fact, even just at Moondogs, they also have the Pittsburgh Songwriter Circle, which meets the first Monday of every month, where they encourage and help you out, and that's a different stuff. On Tuesday nights, they have their Bluegrass Night, so all the Bluegrass players sit around in a circle, jam, and play. And then on Saturdays, they have the Starlight Invitational for singer-songwriters to play on the front stage. So there's just that venue alone has something going on every day of the week.
Why? You left out the one I go to.
Oh, what's that?
The Sunday old time jam. The Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, that's a good one too. So yeah, there's so much to go to.
Yeah, we chipped in. I know we're supposed to be interviewing you, but you've noticed that bass in the corner at Starlight.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Yeah, the bluegrass and old time people chipped in.
Oh, nice. I was wondering,
so that's where the house bass came
from. Yeah, there's been a couple Wednesday nights at the open mic that somebody's grabbed that and thrown that into a set, and it's awesome. Yeah, it's so nice to have that stuff there.
Well, we've spent a long time talking. I think you should probably sing a song.
I'm going to continue the theme of alcohol. I'll throw a line in for you. How's that sound? This is off my new album. It's called Space's Corners. It came out last November. This is a song called Spacewalk. I've been dreaming of orange and purple skies. Arranged my letters so they could spell goodbye. Lonesome highway goes the other way. I've been waiting for this rainy day. Whoa. Whoa, where is normal in this evening light? Shades of gray preferred anyway. Hold my breath on this next flight. Low shelf whiskey is doing me right. Whoa, there you go. Whoa. No, they walk away. No, they walk away. Whoa, whoa. Scattered chatter, the radio plays. I hear my voice in echo delays. I bore myself waiting for change. I woke myself as I disengaged. Whoa, whoa. Gold record plays with sorrow and grace. I felt the hands of the warming embrace. Forget tomorrow, the memories fade. But I'm alone, I'm walking in space. Whoa, whoa.
they walk away. No, they walk away. No, they walk away. They'll walk away. They'll walk away. They'll walk away. Watch as I'm walking away.
Devin Rushen and Spacewalk, also known as the Low Shelf Whiskey Song.
And talk about captive audience. The way I'm standing, I got you trapped here. This is the most captive audience I think I've ever had. Yeah, like you can't escape.
Well, it's really funny. I've had as many as four people in here. When there are four people in here, then they're playing to my butt because I'm right up against the board, you know, trying to work all the controls.
It's tight, yeah.
Well, WRCT Pittsburgh, where we're originating from, is a college radio station complete with the Band-Aids and the and the masking tape and all the things holding pieces together. All right, well, Devin Rushen is kind enough to join us on this rainy morning. And when did you start writing your own songs?
I started about when I was 15. I remember that's when I started playing guitar. And as soon as I started playing guitar, I started learning. I saw a montage of Queen songs, and I just fell in love. And it was like amazing genres and all over the place. And went to my friend Mike, and I was like, you got any of that Queen? And borrowed his tape from him and started devouring it and was air guitaring to it. And I was like, I have to learn to play. So immediately, like, I went out and started taking guitar lessons and wanting to play guitar. And thankfully, I can't sing like Freddie Mercury and I can't play like Brian May, so I had to come up with my own music. So that's where I'm at.
Gee, when I was that age, I went and got the Oxford Book of Ballads off the bookshelf and kept trying to make up melodies to the old English ballads.
Oh, because it just has the lyrics in it, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But anyway, those are the 1960s, and I'm not even sure you were around then.
No.
So, how far away from Pittsburgh have you gone to play?
Really, I kind of started playing and then moved to Pittsburgh to go to college. I went to the University of Pittsburgh here. So I just kind of stayed in Pittsburgh. Outside of that, I was in New York City. I lived there for about 2 years, so I played up there, but not any kind of touring or anything. Most of it's been around Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Well, you're a solid family guy with a day job and all that kind of stuff, so you can't get too far away.
As most musicians have to be anymore, yeah. In order to afford to play, you have to have a day job, yeah.
What kinds of things did you listen to besides Queen when you were growing up?
Pretty diverse, because like where I lived, it was mostly like classic rock and stuff like that. But then as I moved to the city, then I started getting into more alternative stuff, Depeche Mode, The Cure, started listening to more jazz, going to jazz nights at the Balcony was still here when I first came to Pittsburgh. So stuff like that. Like, and then just started to venture out from there, and then that all kind of seeped into my music in different ways.
Was it a conscious decision to become a mostly acoustic guitar player and singer, or did that just sort of evolve?
It sort of evolved. Nobody else would put up with me, so I kind of have no choice. Too bossy and too controlling. No. I just like the freedom of being able to just roll into a place with an acoustic and be able to play. And I like the dynamics of the acoustic and the things I can do with it. So it's so much fun for me to kind of just take control of a stage. I mean, I love playing with bands and stuff, but yeah, I just have a lot of fun playing acoustic.
Have singer-songwriters like you in here, and I just don't get it, because I don't have I don't have the songwriter gene. I've got the accompanist gene. You know?
There you go.
My job is to make whoever I'm backing up sound better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is hard work here. I'm sweating. Look at it. Like, you know, coming up with my own tunes. This is a tough job.
Well, I just have to come up with my own radio show.
Yeah, there you go.
Which means my Tuesday nights are filled with angst, but that's my problem, not yours. Do you have another song you want to sing for us?
Yeah, definitely. This is also from my new album called Spaces Corners, which is out now. This is a song called Drawing Constellations.
Drawing
This one has no alcohol references, sorry.
Now I'm lost in space's corners, and I'm trapped beyond the borders, standing still, tied in a knot, as I freeze, staring in awe. Constellations, now I'm found among the stars, and I'm free in endless hours, floating down rivers of thought. We leave behind what we have forgot. In my mind, intertwined, here she goes again. I breathe in the air of the night, and I sleep warmed by street lights. Time stands still in the eye of a storm. All that I feel is in my arms. In my mind, intertwined, here she goes again. Lost in concentration, here she goes again. Drawing constellations.
Russian. Drawing constellations. I sense a space theme, an astronomy theme. First we heard you do spacewalk and then drawing constellations.
Well, yeah, I like playing in the idea of space as an analogy, so I kind of like using it as an allegory for some of my songs, and I realized I had quite a few of them, so I decided them to put them all together on one album. So now I have an album out called Space's Corners. It's out on all streaming services, and it's not really thematic, except the space stuff, but every song has some kind of reference. There's songs called Stardust. There's another song called Traveler's Dream, which is about a guy who works in a spaceport, you know. So I just decided to put them all together. So now you can come with me on my adventures through time and space and download Space's Corner. It's available now.
Well, if you're enjoying this little mini session with Devin Rushen, let me remind you that he will be the opening act at Song Space on Saturday, June 24th at 7:30 p.m. That's over at the First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh at 605 Morwood Avenue in Shadyside, and he'll be opening up for Madeline Joe and friends. A bunch of, I think, seven 20-something-year-olds who get out there and jump around the stage and have a good time.
And I'm excited because Songspace is a great place for acoustic players and different world musicians to play because it's a listening room, so you get a different quality. Usually when you're playing in bars and stuff, it's hard to do your intricate stuff, and especially when you're playing a coffee shop and you get to the sweet section and then an espresso machine starts up. So this will be nice to be in a room where you can kind of like be intimate with the audience and they can hear the nuance of the songs.
And the Sanctuary is just such a wonderful place to play in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I've seen a couple shows there and I just love hearing music there.
So I was looking at your guitar strap.
Mm-hmm.
I see Band Together.
Mm-hmm.
What the heck is that?
Band Together is an organization that Moondog started with Johnny Vento from Needs Hotel Band. And what they do is they use music to reach out to kids and people on the autism spectrum. So what they'll do is they'll provide funding so they can get instruments. They'll do open mic nights for the kids. And I'm volunteering with the Band Together band, whereas a bunch of the kids are getting together and they actually have formed a band. They do cover songs and they play out and they are amazing. Like, they absolutely just, these kids blow me away every time I hear them. And it's a great organization, so check out Band Together. Go to one of their shows and just see just how amazing the people on the autism spectrum can be and how good they are at music.
I also see an incline.
Oh, no, that's the Mr. Rogers trolley.
Oh, this is the Mr. Rogers trolley.
Yeah, if you're playing in Pittsburgh, you got to have a Mr. Rogers trolley on there, yeah. And then I have another one that says Pittsburgh, but it's gray because Pittsburgh's gray. So the rainbow's grayed out, unfortunately.
Yeah. One of the things I have really enjoyed about Pittsburgh is there are musicians out there playing from their late teens up to older than me, even sometimes in their mm-hmm. 80s. And is there something special about the Pittsburgh community that has made it so that so many different musicians go out and play together and go to different open mics and jam sessions and song circles?
I've been saying for years, I don't think people realize what a rich music scene is in Pittsburgh. And I think because it's been affordable for years, because it's not a large city, so it's easy to get around, and because of the colleges bringing a constant flux of young people in, it has just made it that there's just always this environment people can experiment, and they don't have to worry about selling out or failing out. Like, they can just make music and enjoy it. And I found, I don't know why, but everybody is so supportive. I meet people in the punk scene that are supportive of people in the acoustic scene and vice versa. And I love it. I go to punk shows and hang out with those guys. They're some of the nicest guys I know. And it's just an amazing scene. If you're not going out to shows, you should be going out to shows because you're missing out some amazing music.
I'm laughing because I met heavy metal singer Richie Colosimo at mm-hmm, a session
yeah.
at a session I organized doing Hank Williams songs.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, like those guys are just like, I've even said, the heavy metal guys just played a coffee shop at Ruckus Coffee that I know. And I even said to the owner, they're the nicest guys. And she goes, they really are. They're like the sweetest guys you've ever met. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't hang with a lot of heavy metal people, but I have in general found that of the touring acts, and this is a gross overgeneralization,
mm-hmm.
but of the touring acts, in general, the bluegrass people are the friendliest of the acoustic music people that I go see. I mean, it's really interesting to see, but I think part of it has to do with sort of the whole shake hands and sign the CD after the concert ethos that's there in bluegrass concerts.
Yeah, yeah, it's much more personal and intimate than it is, yeah, I'm up on stage singing at you and then I'm gone. Yeah, so I can see that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, do you have a non-space-related song you want to sing? I know you've got a couple that are almost underground hits in the Pittsburgh folk community.
Would you like a song about Pittsburgh, since we're talking about Pittsburgh?
Why not? That's exactly the one I was hoping you would suggest.
Yeah, all right, we'll do one. This is called Rivers of Pittsburgh, also available online.
Bridge again tonight, looking for adventure or just a place to hide. I wish to lose myself in your lights. I wish to lose myself in the night. behind and reaching for the daylight to see what I can find. I wish to lose myself in my mind. I wish to lose myself in the sights of the rivers of Pittsburgh. And I think of where I go and where I've been, looking down on the water as it washes away my sin. I wish to lose myself in a dream. I wish to lose me and float downstream in the rivers of Pittsburgh. Rivers of Pittsburgh. So I walk across the bridge again tonight, looking for adventure or just a place to hide. I wish to lose myself in your lights. I wish to lose myself in the night across the rivers of Pittsburgh.
And the Rivers of Pittsburgh. And that's one of his iconic songs that I think people request. Is that one, did you record that one of the songwriter's CDs? I know you're on three of them.
No, I did not. No, that one I released on my own. I just did a new version of it at the end of at the beginning of last year. Done it very tight studios. It's called the Allegheny version. But that's the one I'm happiest with, and that's the one that's out there, yeah.
Devin Rushen, you can find more information about him by going to www.devinrushen. Yes, it sounds just like that, even though he's got a Ukrainian symbol on his band. He's yes, he thinks that was an Ellis Island thing.
Yes, it was, yeah.
But anyway, at www.devinrushen.com. You're not on Blue Sky. You're on just about every other social media there is.
But... No, I'm on Blue Sky. It's Rushen Devin on Blue Sky. Yeah, I'm there.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't use that one that much because a lot of people didn't migrate over to it. So, yeah, I don't get to it too much.
Yeah. Well, do you want to do one more song?
Sure. Yeah, if you're willing to do.
I'm willing to do it if you are.
Yeah, yeah. Let's go back to the space theme. Let's have some fun. I'm in RCT. I'm going to do something a little more indie and alternate. So, sorry, I'm going to ruin your folk show here.
Lord knows I can ruin my own folk show.
You don't need my help. This is called Luna. Tonight, this moon is not our version, and the stars are hidden behind our eyes, and the taste of the air is so uncertain as we wonder
how long, how long, as we wonder how long can this go on. Tonight my moon leads the nightfall, and it feels the sun from the other side. And the journey remains so delightful as we wander. Transition, and the stars are aglow across the system. There's no shade in the hues of ambition as we wander.
Thank you so much.
I also want to get credit. I want to get credit that I did not swear this entire time. That was a real feat for me.
The FCC will be very pleased that not only did Devin Rushen not swear at us, he also did not make any calls to action, which are the things that college independent radio stations are not supposed to do. Again, Devin Rushen will be at UU Song Space on Saturday the 24th. With the First Unitarian Church at 605 Moorwood Avenue. He's the opening act for Madeline, Joe, and Friends. And you can see him most Wednesday nights out at the
Starlight Lounge out in Blawnox,
where he's one of the hosts of one of Pittsburgh's many open mic nights.
One of the best open mic nights, by the way.
Of course, since you're hosting it. Devin, thank you so much for having come in.
Oh, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So, Richard, why do you do musical beds at the end of each set or event? Well, so I can reset the studio. It was really fun having Devin Rush in here. He sings very thoughtful and introspective songs, but he's got a goofy sense of humor outside of his songs. And we heard him sing Spacewalk, Drawing Constellations, The Rivers of Pittsburgh, and Luna. And the first, second, third of those are all from his new record. Spaces Corners. My apologies, I just was trying to find it there in my notes. And in the background, listening to the Allegheny Hellbenders from down in Morgantown, West Virginia, doing Moon Behind the Hill and West Virginia Rag from their 2019 record, Mud Between the Toes. Up next, we've got a new single from Susan Hagen, where she's joined by John Gorka and Eliza Gilkyson. It's called Marching On.
We're marching on now, we're never going back. We're marching on now, we're never going back. We're marching on now, we're never going back. Never going back to that. Marching for our children, we're never going back. Bridges we've been building, we're never going back. Stand as one till our work is done. Don't back down till our victory's won. We're marching on now, we're never going back.
For a living wage, we're never going back. Time for us to turn the page, we're never going back. Stand as one till the work is done. Don't back down till our victory's won. 1, 2, 3, 4.
We're marching on now, never going back. We're marching on now, we're never going back.
Marching on now, never going back, never going back to that.
background, you're listening to Bunny Barnes play Tears for Fears, Mad World. And before that, you heard Susan Hagen, along with John Gorka and Eliza Gilkinson, doing Marching On, a new single she just put out. And before that, you heard from Devin Rushen, and he did Spacewalk, Drawing Constellations, Rivers of Pittsburgh, and Luna. And now, it's time for a mid-show station break. But you stick around, we've got more great stuff coming up.
You are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, or Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania at WMCK.FM.
Hi, I'm DJ Firefly, electronic music director here at WRCT. You know, Louis Armstrong once said that all music is folk music because he never heard a horse sing a song. So I invite you to check out the folk music on my show, Couch Dancing, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
I just got a text asking me to approve a bank transfer I didn't make. I bet you get messages like this too. So much of our lives are online today, from email to banking and everything in between. To make sure my information was protected, I checked out CISA's Secure Our World website for simple steps to stay safe online. Now I know how to protect myself from scammers, and you can learn too. Go to CISA at cisa.gov/secureourworld.
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. And they provide online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at their website, www.spackbrothers.com, and you will receive a text message when your food is ready for pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Hey there, it's the Mockster from WRCT's own Friday night extravaganza, Viva La Mock, reminding you that you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with